This is Nicole Marr, live at EXT.
It felt so nice to drive by and see your old house with the lights on and the walls were so white. I can't remember if they've been painted over. I hope they did it right. Your chair was gone, but the couch's placement was the same. I could barely see inside, and there were Christmas lights out on the lawn, but not as nice as yours. And from the street, I could see golden nameplate on the door below the mailbox, where the spiders stayed and made their home. And the walls were so white. Why did your lights always look warmer?
Gorgeous new music there from Nicole Marr. Hi, it's Eva. You're on Exit 97.7 WEXT. Our local 518 musician here with me right now is Nicole Marr. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
So White Walls, that is from your new album that came out May of 2017. That one's called I Am With You Always Until the End of the World.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that album and that song?
Sure. So the album has six songs on it, and it was heavily, heavily inspired by my grandma, who is no longer with us, but was with us at the time. She was kind of going through life transitions, moving out of her house, moving into assisted living. And I was watching as a young adult her grow older. And I was thinking of all the ways that she really cared for me throughout my life. And I just found her strength and her love for not only me, but just the whole family to always be so inspiring and so unconditional. And so how could I not want to go home and write songs about that and want to vent about it? And White Walls specifically, there was a night after her house was sold and people had moved in that I think, you know, I was feeling down about something and I drove by just for the heck of it to see what it looked like. And literally the only thing that I could see inside was the white walls, and I could tell that the couch was in the same place. And again, just like the song says, like there were Christmas lights out on the lawn, but they weren't as nice as hers. And it's just a really simple song about the observations that I was able to take in. And there was a happiness to it to see the house filled with life again, because that's what it deserves, because it has so many happy memories there. But at the same time, it made me feel sad to see other people inside and to know that I couldn't be a part of that.
What a gorgeous story. And it sounds like she had a really big part of your life and
absolutely,
a really big inspiration. And she inspired such an absolutely gorgeous album. For you listeners tuning in right now, you can pick up her album at Bandcamp. That's Nicole Marr. Nicole Marr, M-A-H-E-R, mm-hmm. at Bandcamp. Now, how did you start getting into music? This is your first produced album, correct?
Yes. Unless you count the one that I did in college, the EP that I put out. But that's, like looking back, everybody's first projects are pretty rough. And I am not an exception to that rule. But yeah, this was the first time that I actually had someone like do a really decent job of mixing and mastering and editing and like working with me in a studio and getting my best takes. My friend Peter Jones did that at Finger Lakes County Community College. So yeah, so that was the first album that I really had a lot of work put into, and really all of the instrumentation that I wanted and all of the pieces that I wanted really come through. But my start in music, I started playing violin when I was 9 years old in fourth grade. And I chose the violin because that was the only instrument that I knew from the orchestra at that time. And I stuck with it. And I remember saying that I was going to stick with it all the way through high school. And I did. And then I even went to college for music audio technology, where violin was my primary instrument. And I picked up guitar kind of like no relation to violin. Like, I've always loved rock music. I've always loved like Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, like heavier sounds like that. And then guitar, my dad had one, you know, in its case under the bed that he took out and played sometime. It's an electric. It's a Kramer from like the 70s. It weighs a ton. So every time I picked it up, I'd end up like hurting myself. It was a real pain to get out. But I started playing on that after I stayed up late one night, one summer, and I watched Courtney Love's VH1 Behind the Music special. And she just had so much girl power and so much like anger in her, but she was using it to make art. And I thought that was amazing. And literally the next day, I got out his guitar, struggled with it, and like started writing really, really awful songs. But that's where putting the words to music came from. And violin is kind of unrelated in a way. I don't get as inspired on violin as I do on guitar. There's something that's more free about guitar to me. And I don't know if that's because I've always played violin in the school setting, so I'm used to reading notes off of paper. But guitar is definitely like my number one creative outlet.
And I love what you said about girl power.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely, I've seen inspiration in posts from you about that, always channeling female energy. And
yes,
you radiate such a positivity around you.
Thank you.
Now, a lot of your songs, they do seem to have a lot of emotional connections. Where do you find most of your writing inspiration?
I would say love. Death, as morbid as that can be, that's a very intense part of life. Sometimes like everyday details. So I have a song that I'd like to play for you. That's a very emotional one for me. And this will also be on an upcoming album. The working title for it right now is Try to Remember the Good Times.
Darling, why don't you ashes down the train? Time keeps on passing by. I think you look the same. You know I always loved to stare at boys with salt and pepper hair, but you didn't mind it. You never really cared. Darling, why don't you wash the ashes down the sink? The sunlight on the carpet is killing me. It always looks so promising, like some milky unborn dream. And there are little curves. That black ash from the sink. Jade, 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 jade. Jade, jade, jade. Jade, jade, jade. Do you remember what
That is such a breathtaking song. You definitely got a little emotional at the end of that. Can you tell me where that emotion was coming from?
Yeah. So that song, Jade, I was inspired by something, just really a small detail when I was staying with someone. And I saw ashes that had been dumped in the sink. And literally the only thought that crossed my mind was, why didn't they just wash them down the drain? Like, how hard is it to turn on the faucet and just wash them down? But from that thought came like this whole tailspin of like, what could have been and where is my life going? And I had a glimpse into someone's intimate lifestyle habit and the way that they lived by being in their house at that point and seeing that they chose to leave the ashes in the sink. You know what I mean? So those little details, sometimes they touch us the most. You know, it's like having a family member and, you know, like, oh, every day they come home, they put their keys on this hook and they drink tea in this mug. It's like knowing those little pieces of someone that I think really touches me personally, because no one in the world can ever repeat that. You can never have that moment again.
And I can definitely see that inspiration and all of those little notices in your lyrics. You have absolutely incredible writing, especially lyrically. Now, for violin, do you plan on maybe putting that more into your future music? Or do you still feel like guitar and violin are separate for you?
Well, they've started to blend a little bit. On my EP in college, which is on SoundCloud, by the way, I wouldn't recommend it as one of my finer works, but if you're really curious, SoundCloud.com, search my name, Nicole Maher, M-A-H-E-R is the last name. And that one was called The Mountain and the Moon. But I had some violin on there, I think just because, you know, just because it was another instrument to track. It was another way to layer the sound. But when I recorded I Am With You Always Until the End of the World, I was really, like, I actually started to think about, okay, what violin part am I going to write here? You know, like, I started to work it in even more. And for future albums, I see myself doing that even more. So I'll say, well, maybe I'll leave like a couple measures open here and I'll put a violin part, you know, or maybe I'll have the violin echo what I'm doing vocally. So I'm definitely interweaving it more with what I'm doing now with guitar, but it's still, it's really, really rare that I pick up the violin and just come up with a hit song on it.
But it seems like you're coming up with hit songs on your guitar. So very excited to see some new music. You mentioned with the song Jade that a working title album, Try to Remember the Good Times.
Yes.
Where did that title come from?
I was thinking about a past relationship and I was thinking of how, you know, you can either focus on the bad or you can focus on the good. And, you know, sometimes it hurts when you think of how things ended or why they ended with anything in life, not just relationships. So it's kind of like a note to myself. And I think a lot of the songs on the album that's going to be put out, a lot of the songs are like focusing on that, you know, are focusing on like the laughs that we had and the good times and like the silliness.
It's always the best to remember the good times, even if it's not easy. You're right. It's definitely not easy sometimes. For future albums, where can we look and where can fans come in contact with you?
Well, right now I have several projects in mind, in the works, that I'm hoping to have out hopefully in 2019. A good place is definitely bandcamp.com. I'm going to have a Facebook page, just Nicole Maher Music, where they can find me, and I'll be posting about progress. Sometimes I upload YouTube videos, but I mostly do covers on there. So that's just like if I really love a song and I'm itching to get that out, youtube.com. And my name on there is Nicolina 429, N-I-C-O-L-I-N-A 429. Yeah, but I do not plan on stopping anytime soon. The reason that I don't have more music out right now is because I seem to create faster than than I can get people together to record, or faster than I can finalize details. But I definitely have a lot to come out.
Are you performing anywhere in the area?
I'm not, and that's a goal for me, actually. I get very, very horrible stage fright. The studio is always a bit easier because you have, like, several takes, and it's usually just a couple people that you're working with. But when you're in public and there's a crowd, you get one take. You get one take for everyone to see who you are and how you sound. I did do a few open mics this summer at Eden Cafe. And I don't know, I plan to do that if there's a night that I don't have orchestra rehearsal or something like that. I would like to get out more. And of course, it's easier when you have a band, which I don't at this time. I basically just have awesome people who say that they'll play with me. So they come play with me whenever I want. But no band at this time, just me.
Are you hoping to maybe look in 2019 with the second album to maybe start performing out some more?
Oh, absolutely. If you want, I can give you like all of the working titles and the plans that I have. Because there's a lot.
There are many working titles.
There are a few.
What? Give me your top three.
All right. These are all separate projects. So A Blue Dream and Endless Sorrow. That's going to be a full-length album. Try to Remember the Good Times, which will probably be more of like an EP, like similar in length to I Am With You Always. And then a really unfortunately depressing one, but sometimes this is how life goes, called The Eye Opener. And The Eye Opener is going to be more about the really, really hard and awful times that 2018 has kind of put up in front of me. But the good thing about music is that it always like cycles around. So I could be writing really sad songs for a few months, but then maybe like a happy one will sneak in. You know, I feel like they reflect chapters in my life. So in 2019, I hope to kind of release all of the chapters that have been on backlog and hopefully people can catch up and kind of know what's going on in my world.
It's not always very common to find an artist that writes so openly and bravely and honestly with listeners. And I know you're still working on getting out there, but best of luck of you and coming out. And
thank you.
I believe your music deserves to be heard.
Thank you.
Now, before we head out, could you play one more song for me?
Certainly. I'm Nicole Marr from Albany. This is your home for local music. For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT. So this one's called Copycat, and you can expect to hear it on an upcoming album. I'm not sure when or which album, but it's definitely going to be on one.
Everybody's alone now, and I need a friend. I think Copycat could do the job if you want to go out or just want to pretend. Tell me how to dress and what to say. I want to copy your style, I want to copy your love. A taste to keep me coming back. You know I've got this deep fear, babe, that I'm not good enough. I didn't mean to make you angry. I didn't mean to make you jealous. I know I probably sound crazy. Do you still wanna do this? State the terms and conditions before we begin. Got to know just what is going on. I need someone beside me to look like my twin. That's where Copycat could do the job. Put him in a trench coat, stack him up tall. I think he is looking pretty good. Oh, honey, you did it like I knew you would. I didn't mean to make you angry. I didn't mean to make you jealous. I know I probably sound crazy. Do you still wanna do this? You crazy, crazy. Do you still wanna do this? I didn't mean to make you angry. I didn't wanna make you jealous. I know I probably sound crazy.
What a great song. Wow. Definitely looking forward to hear that on one of your new projects. Definitely looking forward to hearing you out playing in the future. Maybe some more open mics at Eden Cafe. But for now, listeners, thanks so much for joining us for us live at EXT on exit 97.7 WEXT. Make sure to look out for local musician Nicole Maher. Her Facebook page, Nicole Maher, M-A-H-E-R Music, or Nicolina 429, N-I-C-O-L-I-N-A 429 on YouTube. You can check out her album, I Am With You Always Until the End of the World, on Bandcamp, and you can hear her one of her songs, Lonely Heart, right here on the station. Thanks so much for coming in, Nicole.
Thank you so much, Eva. I'm Nicole Maher. Support the music at wextradio.org.